There's an endearing children's book called Mama, Do You Love Me? By Barbara Jussi. You might know it. A little girl asks her mother how much she loves her many, many times. She wants to know how much, how long, how far. She wants to know all of that. How much is she loved? She tests her mother by posing all sorts of possibilities that might get in the way of her love, but none of them do. Mama might get angry, or sorry, or worried, or sad, or even scared, but nothing can get away in the mother's love for her. In the end, Mama says, "I will love you forever and for always, because you are my dear one." It's a beautiful story that just touches the tip of the iceberg of how much God loves me and you, and God's entire flock all over the world. Today's gospel reminds me of Mama, Do You Love Me? It's not at all in the same character of the conversation that Jesus had with Peter on that day on the shore of the Sea of Tiberias, but the question is the same. The answers are the same, but the meanings are just slightly different. And I'll explain that. But first, I want to get back and see what was happening when the disciples met Jesus. In last week's gospel passage, Jesus appeared to the disciples two different times, and both times they were in rooms behind locked doors. Today's gospel appearance is a third time, and like the others, it was unexpected. The disciples were pretty much spent. Maybe they went fishing because they yearned for some kind of normalcy in their lives. They longed for the familiar. Ever since they met Jesus, everything was different. They didn't know what to expect from day to day. A miracle here, a miracle there, confrontations with religious leaders and Roman authorities, breaking rules they never thought they would break. But Jesus' crucifixion was the straw that broke the camel's back. And then they saw Jesus. And then Jesus left again. They really just wanted to get back to normal, so they went fishing. The others followed Peter, and they headed for the water in the dark. They got in a boat, went a little ways out, and they cast their nets, clearly on the wrong side of the boat, because they caught nothing. There was a man standing on the shore telling them to cast their net out on the other side, and they were amazed. They caught more fish than they knew what to do with. When the disciple whom Jesus loved told Peter that it was Jesus, Peter threw himself into the water and swam faster than he had ever swam before. Did any of you see that movie called Risen right before Palm Sunday? It was a movie that came out with, I think it was like Joseph Fiennes, I think his name is. It's an interesting movie. It's a movie that tells the story of Jesus' resurrection. And it's told from the story, from the perspective of a Roman soldier. It's a different kind of concept. And I can't say that I loved the movie, but there were parts that were really good. The fishing scene was especially dramatic. It took all of them, every ounce of their strength, to pull that huge net of fish that were just billowing over. I'm sure it was the adrenaline that made it possible, but they were ecstatic. Peter, maybe even more than the others. Peter's reaction over hearing that Jesus was the man on the shore is powerful. He was overcome with excitement. There was just no containing his joy. Peter clearly loved Jesus. They were all glad to see Jesus, and can you imagine how much they missed him? They wanted to see him, but they didn't know when or where he might show up. They didn't even know how many times they would see him. They wanted him to stick around. So the sun was just beginning to come up. They felt the warmth of the charcoal fire. They smelled the fish and the bread. It was familiar. It was normal. It was a normal meal in some ways, but it was shared by and with Jesus, so not really a typical meal. It was a Eucharist meal. How filling and fulfilling the meal was. It couldn't have been better. They were completely satisfied. And then Jesus and Peter had an exchange, and Peter became uncomfortable. I feel for Peter. He knew he'd been less than a perfect disciple, like I am sometimes. He knew that he had denied knowing Jesus when Jesus was being tried, not once, but three times. Peter, do you love me more than these? At first, Peter might have thought that it was a fair enough question. Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Feed my lambs. Peter, do you love me? Peter wondered if Jesus was punishing him for what he'd done. Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Tend my sheep. Peter, do you love me? All right, already. Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Feed my sheep. Peter was not happy. In addition to being hurt, he might have been angry, and you can understand why, right? If someone asked me the same question three times, right in a row, I'd be annoyed too. So some commentaries even suggest that that line of questioning is an opportunity for Peter to make amends with Jesus those three times. Perhaps. But maybe, just maybe, it was a check-in. Maybe it's Jesus' way of helping Peter see that he has a job to do, and he needs to do it because he loves Jesus. Jesus was recommissioning Peter. Jesus commissioned all the disciples the first couple of times he saw them, telling them that they were to be sent out the way God sent him out, and they were to be sent out to tell God's love. In this third appearance, though, Jesus spoke directly to Peter, the rock on which the church is built, and told him to feed his lamb, tend his sheep, and feed his sheep. It's a big job, a lot of feeding and tending. And even though Peter had been less than perfect, Jesus wasn't looking for perfection. He just wanted all of his lambs and sheep fed well and tended well when he was gone, all of them. To say, I love Jesus, is to be in the business of feeding and tending Jesus' lambs and sheep. Figuring out who Jesus' lambs and sheep are is easy. It's everyone. Those we love, those we struggle to love, people who seem to have everything and people who seem to have nothing. People we see in church on Sunday and people we see sleeping in their cars or on the street. People from different faith traditions on different sides of the political fence. People of all skin tones, all levels of education, all genders, and all sexual orientations. Feeding and tending means that everyone has something to eat. Everyone feels safe. Making sure everyone has a place to sleep at night. Making sure people are loved. We are recommissioned all the time. When Jesus asks us if we love him, we say yes. But we don't always show it. At least I don't. We often fall short of fulfilling our purpose for being here, but we keep trying. We keep trying because Jesus keeps recommissioning us, even in our weakness and even when we fall. We come here every Sunday to remember who we are and why we're here. We come to be nourished by a meal that reminds us of how much we're loved and what we're called to do when we walk out those doors. Jesus might have made Peter squirm a little that day, but not because he was a lousy disciple, but because he was recommissioning him to go out and take care of all this enormous flock of sheep. The commissioning and recommissioning isn't just for us individually. Each one of us is called to participate in tending and feeding, but we can't possibly do this work on our own. We have to do it as a church, with other churches, and with other organizations outside the church. We are better and stronger at tending sheep when we do it with others. The conversation between Jesus and Peter was certainly a test of patience. Peter didn't have much patience, as much patience as Jesus might have had with him if the roles had been reversed. But Peter's response to Jesus' repetitive question wasn't at all like Mama's response to her little girl's persistent question. It's a very powerful question. Do you love me? How often are you asked the question? How often do you dare ask it of others? If we ask God the question, we already know the answer. Just like Mama would say, and just like Mama God would say, I love you forever and for always because you are my dear one. I love you so much that I gave you Jesus, my son. I'd do anything for you. What if we stopped every day, maybe a few times a day, to see the face of Jesus in others? And then imagine that Jesus is looking at you, asking, do you love me? Would it change your behavior, maybe, your tone of voice? Would it make a difference in the decisions you make? What if Jesus asked us the question? Let's try it out. We're going to have a little dialogue, and your part, we're going to play Peter, and we're going to say, yes, Lord, we love you. Okay?
St. Tim's, do you love me?
Yes, Lord, we love you.
Feed my sheep. St. Tim's, do you love me?
Yes, Lord, we love you. We love you.
Feed my sheep.
Thanks be to God.